you beauties, and welcome to podcast, very important, the only podcast you should be listening to. Each week we count down the top 10 number one most important things that you need to know about this week. To help me count down the top 10 number one things that you need to know this week are my co-hosts, Shane Cooley.
I think that the theme song was actually composed by a guy who cracked what the Soviet number stations were trying to say. He compiled all of it, got together with his fucking cryptography buddies, and that was the tune.
Jack Piss?
I think the theme song was composed by a girl who did everything that Shane just said.
Jason Crevier?
I think that this person didn't have a gender.
And myself, Connor Doyle, and I think that the keyboard was played by an organutan.
Oh.
See, the bit's finally catching on. It's catching on, guys, and I'm about to cry.
This is a big episode for Shane. He has been trying to get this to work, and just like everything else on this show that he's introduced, we hate it, we hate it, we hate it, we hate it. It's our favorite thing now. Can't let it go.
And it
Shane,
was
how do you
my,
feel about this?
I feel great. Hey, up down here on the red carpet, I'm feeling great. That was probably my worst version of the bit yet. I panicked. I forgot that I do that sort of thing. I hadn't thought about anything beforehand, but I'm really glad you guys made it happen. My cat's crying in the background. He's so proud.
Oh, and it's not a baby.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, Shane's neighbors keep saying it's a baby. It's not a baby. It is a cat. Just because there's diapers around and there's a lot of like empty formula doesn't mean it's a baby. It's a cat.
I'm relieved to hear it. For the longest time, I thought it was a baby that looks like a medieval cat, you know?
Like what, a medieval just because I'm hairy, my baby
painting of a cat?
That,
yeah. Yes, honestly, I was like, that checks out, like father, like son. What a sweet boy. He should be walking by now. It's been years, but... Oh, I made him angry. Sorry.
Again, listeners, it's not a baby. It's not a baby trying to get out of Shane's house. It is a cat.
My cat just does this when my girlfriend leaves.
Shane,
he'll be over it.
What's your quote-unquote baby cat's name?
Toby. You know this.
Toby. Yeah, I know, but I'm opening it up for the audience, the listeners.
Just
I know what your son's name is. Of course. I'm his godfather, for Christ's sake.
Listen. Just because his name
this
is...
That's insane.
This is nuts.
You gotta kick him or something,
I'm gonna
dude.
Pick him up.
Yeah, you gotta throw him around or something, man. This is bad. I'm calling...
I love this guy.
Cat Protection
Never
Service
had a cat
Agency.
On a podcast before.
Little okay. boy. Oh, he's hungry.
He's
That's
fine,
what
though.
It is. You gotta
no,
feed
he
him
just
some
gets
formula.
Upset when Rochelle leaves.
Hey, Connor. A couple of times you've introduced yourself as Connor Diddly Dots Doyle. Is Diddly Dots Irish? What is that?
Wait, is that a thing?
Yeah, has that not happened? Is this like a fever dream that I'm recalling? Yeah.
Diddly Dots you can get from a kiosk in the mall. They are sort of like a nice ice cream treat that astronauts have.
No.
Well, then maybe it's Irish.
What are those called?
Dippin' Dots, I think.
Diddly Dots.
I really thought Dippin' Dots was when you like put your dip in the freezer and then pack a cold lip before going to watch Shrek 2 at the movies.
Dippin' Dots is what we in Canada call teabagging. If once you're doing it in the winter and you've done like a polar bear dive, then you do Dippin' Dots on each on somebody who's sleeping.
First person to fall asleep at the snow party. Yeah. You get Dippin' Dotted. So further away from it, from knowing what it was than when we began, that's good. But it might be Irish. It might be an old Celtic thing. Diddly Dots.
The corner Diddly Dots story about.
It might be a spell. It might be an old Gaelic spell.
Whoa,
and
Gaelic.
It could maybe conjure.
What's Gaelic? Come on.
Well, like, I guess the, like, I would be gay, like, I guess.
It's a VJ. It's the politically correct term. Give him the old gay lick.
You gay lick the Dippin' Dots. The diddly dots. I mean.
That's cool. That's awesome, even.
Thanks, man. Thanks, guys. I'm happy about my Irish heritage so much. I'm really proud of it. I don't know anything about it. But I like, if I see tartan or alcohol, I'm like, yes.
Balls deep in either of those right away.
Right. Yeah. And I really like the Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Really like all of their songs. Shipping up to Boston, shipping down to Georgia, shipping over to Ohio.
Drinking out in
shipping
Boston.
Freight to Quebec.
Fighting.
They're the band that makes music for like fat teens who like to think that they're sailors and ex-cops. Is that right?
Yeah. Say more. Add more to the category. Get meaner.
That's all.
They are the paradoxical kids that both have the most run-ins with the cops and most want to be cops.
Yeah, because it's their dad in both situations, obviously.
It's their dad in both.
Yeah.
And their dad is not great. He's not a nice fella. If you guys have met him, he will give you a beer, and he'll make a lot of very rude jokes about the lady neighbors.
Totally. He'll say, I'd rather you kids be doing it at home instead of, you know, making bad decisions at a bar. It's cheaper here. And then you become his captive audience while he just...
And then he arrests you.
Yeah, he citizen arrests you, makes you drink a bunch of JRs, and then makes fun of his wife. Makes fun of his wife in front of her at you. It's awful.
Look at this. Honey, come down here. Look at this. What's going on here? Huh?
Look, he's drunk. Does a whole bunch...
He does a whole 5 minutes of crowd work on his wife, just roasting her in front of his son's friends.
That's Irish.
Cool dad.
So that's the Dropkick Murphys. Okay.
Yeah, how did we get to... Oh, yeah, Connor is genetically predisposed to enjoying it. That's unfortunate. Yeah.
You guys want to talk about your other genetic predispositions? That's not polite conversation, is it? What are you guys genetically predisposed to do? Cooley's a Welsh
tall,
thing, so yeah.
Probably get dementia. What else am I predisposed to?
But I thought Connor, you're Irish. You're getting fucking Irish from all sides. So where's the tall coming from? Does some Dutchman insinuate himself into your genes somewhere?
Inseminate.
Dutch witch.
Yeah, my family was cursed by a Dutch witch. We had done a Dutch oven spell that went awry, and we brought down the ire of a Dutch witch.
You made awry in a Dutch oven? I'm trying to keep up with this.
Yeah.
Here.
You see, way back when, in the way before black and white days in Ireland, there was the Doyle family had the biggest diddly dots in the whole damn country.
Still don't know what that is.
Yeah.
They had the big twig and berries. They were well endowed.
Oh, a shillelagh. That's what they're talking about.
Yes, we had a shillelagh, and we were cursed by the Dutch witch. And she said, from now on, we're going to take the length of the shillelagh. That's gone. That's going to be gone into your length of your body.
He put a shillelagh in you.
My penis is small. The rest of my body is big. That's how it works, is what I'm saying. Okay.
Tell you what, rather be cursed by a Dutch witch than by a sandwich. You ever had indigestion? You ever heard of this?
Damn, dog. He's getting personal.
I love when he gets touching.
I'm genetically predisposed to have fucking acid reflux, which is not as cool as it sounds.
It does sound like you are going to be the dinosaur from Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And you know the one I mean.
Or it sounds like a thrash metal band.
Acid reflux! Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And what do they sing about? They sing a...
It's too wimpy, though.
Sing about eating a...
Like, my metal band is Hurt Tummy.
Well, okay. Yeah. That's what Jack's saying.
That's what I'm saying, Shane.
Are you not getting it?
Shane, well, I'm trying to follow, the joke. Listen, all I'm saying is I make myself a toasted raisin toast with fried bologna and peanut butter and jam sandwich. Try to get ready for the day. And then next thing you know, I have acid reflux and I'm going and people think I'm posh because I'm doing little coughs, but I'm actually trying not to puke.
Okay, so, beautiful.
Shane, what's your problem with being Welsh?
I don't know if I'm... Look, my dad always said we're Heinz 57. You're a fucking mutt, that you would say. I'm like, okay, whatever that entails. I think, like, genetically, I'm the Vitruvian man. I stand completely...
Italian.
I T-pose. I got extra arms coming out of everything. Everybody looks at it and goes, God damn, they got the man right this time. He's perf. Wouldn't do a thing to him. Hairline maybe dipping.
Yeah, that guy's fucking so Vitruvian.
What happens when you come out of the pose? If you don't do the T-pose, what do you look like?
Yeah.
Like a shrimp.
Wow, look at that, crumpled right down. He looks like a shrimp. He looks like a prawn.
He goes full
Atlas. He's so curled.
I thought it was a really cool choice to include the Vitruvian man in Mortal Kombat. Honestly, add some culture to video gaming. It's so sick.
Goro?
Yeah, man. The Vitruvian man.
Okay, well, we need to unfurl Shane from the shrimp position.
Wait, no.
So we're going to take a quick look.
Jason has not talked about
my predisposition.
What fucked up DNA he's got coursing through his ass.
I'm predisposed.
Cancel the break, listeners.
Diabetes verticulitis.
Whoa. Is that like a better kind of diabetes?
It's a worse kind of diabetes. Three? It's a worse kind of diverticulitis.
Jeez, stop being such a bummer, Jason.
Speaking of bummer, I gotta verticulate.
This guy's a verticulate. Disgusting. This guy's a verticulate man, dude. Well, I'm sorry.
Do we all know what this word means?
Doubled over, holding my belly with like a bunch of arms, also holding my belly.
Yeah. Ouchie. Oh, yeah. Cool. I don't know what verticulate means, but it's a good one.
Well, it's what action figures have.
Oh, this is bad. Diverticulitis is bad.
Yeah.
Jason.
I didn't know what it was. I had to look it up before I portmanteaued it with diabetes, but.
Yeah, it's holes form in the wall of your, small pouches develop in the wall of your colon.
Yeah.
Can you put stuff in them? Gems, rings, snuff?
Bacteria, coins? Mostly.
Unguents? Oh, bacteria. Yeah, I love that stuff's great. Where do you think cheese comes from?
We could have had a break. This could have been a break.
Oh, I went to the Google images on it and I got flashbanged. Oh my God. I thought it was going to be a diagram, not like a pick from in there.
Is a flashbang when an improv crowd comes out of nowhere and just has sex with you in public?
Fucks me? Yeah.
Just actually fucks me when I'm trying to get to work?
They're like, this is fine. I just wish it was planned.
You guys,
I knew about it.
Why is Bruno Mars playing so loud? Oh, God.
We'll be right back after this.
Podcast Harry's the podcast? Podcast Very Important.
Podcast Very Important. Welcome back. We're counting down the top 10 number one things that you need to know. But before we do that, we're going to go around the table and see what we did over the break. Does anybody want to go first?
Yeah, sure. Well, I want to wait for Jack to come back. I don't know what he's doing.
Shane's champing at the bit over here.
I'm not champing at nothing.
Yeah, you are champ. Yeah, I'd love to hear what Shane has to say. And I'm here. Don't worry. I'm right here. I'm just standing up. I'm getting animated.
Okay.
I also want Shane to go first.
Me too.
I'm coming around.
Okay. Oh, and Jack's gone. Okay. Well, good. Oh, Connor's gone. Okay. And yeah, it looks like Jason is leaving as well. Well, while I have you guys in private, you know? Yeah. So, tried to invent a new style of music. Tried to get a band together. I think the problem was I was too vague. I put up a... put up an advertisement. Oh, this is... I don't like this at all. Looking at all these versions of myself, I feel like I'm thrown up. Okay, I put out an ad. I have to close my eyes. I put out an ad for other band members. I said, I'm going to play the bass guitar, but every other instrument I need has to be something I haven't heard of because we're inventing new music, and that's never been done. All music's been done, right? And I had people showing up with all kinds of construction equipment and stuff. It's not going well. I'll tell you that. We don't have a tune in sight.
You set an impossible task. You're constantly pulling out instruments that no one's ever heard of and saying, you ever heard of this? And you know full well we're going to say, no. You know all the instruments already.
I've never heard of a zither.
Yeah, it's typically just construction equipment that I add the word ophone to.
Yeah.
A hammer a phone.
Backhoe
a phone.
Dude, you should
hard paddle a phone.
The microphone.
What's this one?
Oh, shit. We've lost.
That's just my buddy Mike, yeah.
Hey,
we can't get into it again.
If you were in a room with a hurdy-gurdy, would you be able to point to it?
I'd fuck her, dude.
Yeah.
Hi, Dirty Gertie.
Oh, yeah, dude.
She sounds thick. And yes, yeah. I would. It's like a weird thing with a fucking crank on it.
Dude, tell me about it. I crank on it for sure, man. Hurdy Gurdy does sound like a tragic Irish stripper's name, now to come to think of it.
Oh, you went and saw Hurdy Gurdy, did you? Yeah.
You were out late seeing, you were throwing coins at Hurdy Gurdy again, weren't you? Seamus.
That's all.
What did you guys do on your break? And I want you all to appreciate that it was very hard looking at 100 versions of myself while I was trying to do that, okay? So I'm going to be polite during yours.
I got a new family doctor, and I sent him pictures of my baby penis and asked him when it would fall off and when I would get an adult penis.
Okay.
And now the pictures I'm sending him are, they were blue, now they're green. So what does that mean? Yeah, they like he was on, I know he has an iPhone and they were coming in through.
Oh, his text,
you know,
bubbles.
Yeah.
Okay. He went and got an Android.
Yeah. Okay. So are you guys...
Those are connected? He saw your baby penis and he had to switch phones or something? What is... Or you're just giving us all the details. You don't know answer to the mystery.
I think it either means he's blocked my number or he's switched to an Android phone or something. It's one of the two. But it's such a cute little picture. I don't know why he would be upset.
Okay.
Can I send you guys...
No,
I don't think I could help.
Well, okay. You could also just read early Dragon Ball manga and look at Goku's thing.
And, or watch, you know, the Simpsons movie. Look at Bart's penis and that.
Yeah, it looks like Wario's nose. Okay.
Mustache and all.
An acorn in a bird's nest.
Yes. Anyways,
a little Turkish delight covered in chalk dust.
I was honest with you guys and I'm being crucified for it. So
this is the lightest crucifixion. That's ever. Okay. Like, yeah, oh, Jesus, just get up. We'll help you up. Like, if you're not busy, we'll crucify you later.
I didn't used to be sensitive about this, but your reception is making me think that there's maybe something weird about my penis.
No, none of us.
Yeah, it's
that.
A baby penis, and it's weird that you send it to people, and I don't want it on my phone.
I don't think that at all. I think all penises are beautiful.
That's very positive. I mean, you still haven't seen a picture of mine, so it's still hypothetical, you know?
Yeah, also, we haven't tested the law yet.
Never mind. I don't want to talk about this anymore. None of you guys are my doctor. You're not my mom or dad.
This is why we weren't asking you any follow-up questions. This is why you're like, why are you guys silent? It's because we didn't want to talk about it in the first place.
Sick of talking about the thing.
All right, guys, we got to get through. We have to know the rest of this, what happened on the break.
It's true.
The rest of this damn thing.
I already told you. I sent pictures of my
little penis. Not you. We're not asking you. We're specifically avoiding asking questions. Oh, me? Well, I was at Grandpa's house again. You remember Pervert Grandpa?
Yeah.
Brought my friend with blue hair. This guy's all over her. Always going like, let me see. I'm like tongue hanging out. It was horrible. Jesus. I had to keep him off him. Yeah, exactly. And that's not even the worst bit. Guy that turns out to be my long lost brother shows up.
Wait, are you referencing stuff we've talked about before, or is this all new information?
No, I know what he's talking about. And he could tell it's his brother because they have similar hair.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, it's
a
big tell.
So he shows up, and I'm pissed. I mean, I'm not. I'm like, hey, do you want to hang out? And he comes up, and he's like, no, we're here to settle a score.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't even remember you. I don't know you. But your hair rules. And he says, right back at you. So he beats the shit out of me. He hits a lot of my family and friends.
Thank
and
then says,
come and meet me out in the desert.
Yes. Yes. I've clued in. Jason's puzzling, but he'll get there.
I'm not there.
He has told the story. We are familiar with it.
Yeah. You guys have to go fight in the desert. And I guess the big question is, how do you even know you're in the desert?
You didn't bring your son, did you?
Yeah, of course I brought my son. I bring my son with me everywhere.
Everywhere. He's actually pretty useful in a pinch, especially in very certain situations.
Well, he's very smart, yes. And he can eat a rice bowl like nobody's business.
Did you bring your green friend?
He's not really my friend. We're more reluctant allies at this point. Yeah, he's more so point, just, we're in the same orchestra. We play in the same orchestra.
I'm starting to get there.
Similar values, similar goals, but the opposite ends of the spectrum as far as temperament goes, definitely.
Yes, yes. I would
uneasy
say that's
history,
true. But you know what?
Sure.
I kind of have the ability to get along with anyone. At least that's what my husband Chi-Chi says.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo, rest in peace to the big man. I hope he's up there just bleeding from the nose all the fucking live long day. Just spurting blood out of his nose, enjoying
horny
himself.
Pictures?
Eating huge bowls of rice. Just having a great time.
Well, that's the thing about Muslim heaven that they don't talk about, is that all of these guys go and they see these virgins, and it's like instantly they turn into anime characters with nosebleeds going,
No,
the whole time.
Pretty sure they do talk about that explicitly in the Quran. I think that is mentioned.
In the Kirillin.
Oh, yes! Yes! I'm right there.
Yes!
Q-U
yeah, they part the Red Sea, dude.
Kirillin. The Kirillin.
All right, Jason. What'd you do over the break?
Oh, man. I painted this picture of you guys. What do you think?
Hey.
Aw.
Took some creative liberties there.
Is that cool?
This is how Jack's I see you all in my mind.
Oh, we have big penises in this, eh?
Huge, yeah.
Shane, look at yours there. That's looking good.
Yeah, it's to scale. The rest of the painting is not, though, unfortunately.
Oh, I see. And then, Jack, you have, been like a little baby.
I feel seen. Thank you, Jason.
Is this watercolor? Is it pea color?
That's not water, but...
Oh, no.
Okay.
You were like, guys, wait till you see what I did on the break. You're in for a treat.
You know how
you're in treat.
All
you kept saying you're in treat.
Yeah.
Connor, he's
you're
doing
in
it.
Treat. You're in treat for what I have.
You're in treat. Connor, we're doing it.
What are we doing?
We're doing the stupid jokes.
Oh, thank you so much.
Keep going.
Who started that? I didn't do that.
Keep going so it's organic.
I'm peeing everywhere.
I gotta find
it.
I'm trying to find it.
Speaking of organic.
That's so funny. You're so cool. You made a joke about a peel.
Sorry, I missed the pickup.
So smart, just like the show. Let's get on with those top 10 things you gotta know. know.
Hey, we have some great poopy jokes on this show. We have even better jingles about it. Keep listening for more.
Just want to say really quick that like that jingle is extraordinary. It's such a great little piece of music. Like, I know that if Bruce Springsteen heard it, he'd be like, for the first 3 seconds, he'd be like, oh, I'm going to steal this. I'm going to use this song. But then it does the kind of like,
go, oh, I got
slightly,
the moment. I'm not the boss.
It does the kind of like, when as soon as it goes away from just major chords and kind of does that little walk down, he'd be like, oh, I don't get it. What is this, jazz? I don't fucking understand anymore.
He'd throw up.
He'd throw
what do you
up
have against Springsteen, Jack?
What do I have against Springsteen? It's a long story,
Santa's
maybe for another episode.
Yeah, that's what I have against.
That's my most succinct answer. Santa Claus is coming to town is my.
It's going coming to town.
What is happening?
Exactly.
Listen
that's
to
what
Santa
I think.
Claus is coming to town by Springsteen, and you're gonna see exactly what I'm talking about
twice at the same time.
So that's what we don't like. Oh, what is this? What is this? Could it be the very
Uncle
thing?
Bonked
it is.
The
it's
head.
The top 10 number ones. It's time for the top 10 number one things that you need to know. Number 10. Shane's cat is distraught and not a baby. Don't get it twisted. Number 9, Diddly Dots is either ice cream for astronauts or Iris or something. Number 8, cool Irish dad. He brings mom down in front of son's friends and does 5 minutes of insult comedy at her expense to the sound of the Dropkick Murphys. Nobody thinks it's cool.
What a nightmare. I can smell the rug. I can smell the carpet. It's so bad.
Number 7. Raisin Toast Fried Bologna gives acid reflux, which isn't a thrash band, but is actually just puke and tummy hurt and isn't as tough as it sounds.
Real number cultural six, flair is- on the pronunciation of bologna there. I just want to say bologna.
Mortadella. Is that what
I- yeah, you added some class to that disgusting sandwich. Sorry, I'll stop
new
now.
From HelloFresh. Raisin Toast Fried Bologna.
Bologna.
You also, you didn't mention that there's peanut butter on it as well. Jack recently told me, for real, that that's his favorite sandwich. Raisin Toast, peanut butter, and bologna.
And I do
and
like it.
And that you love eating it and you dream about it.
Makes me think of my dad.
That seems like the sort of thing that after you eat about it, you eat it, you would dream about it.
You have a fever
also,
dream about your
I don't
dad
think
after.
The... Yeah. I don't think the acid reflux is a genetic thing. I think it's the sandwich he's eating. I think that would do that to anyone.
Acid reflux is genetic. Look it up.
Check out the fucking brains on Dr. Cooley over here. Sandwich expert.
Yeah, Mensa. What do you want?
Oh, he's a genomics expert.
Do you know how many people eat sandwiches every day and don't get acid reflux? What are you talking about?
This guy's
now,
a
Shane,
geneticist.
Now, Shane, I'm not a geologist, but I do know that genetics sucks. And my genetics are bad. So next time, don't talk about acid reflux at me like that. Number 6, Shane is ketchup. Maybe he's a little acidy because of that. Now, I don't know why that came up. I don't remember that. Does anybody remember?
I do, but I'm not going to tell.
I think it was something.
It happened? Okay.
You gotta go back and re-listen.
57 original flavors or something.
Okay, well, probably, reverse spoiler.
I was probably reverse. Spending a lot of my time... Yeah, that was a pretty heinous reverse spoiler. All right, number 5. Jason's verticulation is alarming and disgusting. It's a diabetical verticulation, is that right?
Sure.
Don't look up pictures, don't look it up. It'll only make you sad and put this joke in an even more heinous light. Number 4. The Vitruvian Man is in Mortal Kombat and he is absolutely unstoppable.
Cute little ponytail.
Final boss.
Yeah.
Press left kick, up, up, down, right, inside, out. To get a copy of the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Anyway, he's not the boss.
Is he not?
Shao Kahn.
Oh, my bad.
Shao Kahn is in the game?
Yeah. If you're good enough. You're good enough, you fight him in it. You guys
number 3.
Play like I do.
Number 3. A flashbang is when a flash mob gangbangs you. It's a big surprise.
Oh, God.
You're having a coffee sitting out on your lunch break and they showed up.
This isn't a joke about anything bad.
No, 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 no. Honestly, you're like, what's going on? Whoa, 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 whoa.
They go, is this okay? You go, I love
it. That's what it would sound like. People say, yeah, no, it is consensual. You sign up beforehand.
Flash wouldn't even be a pun.
Stop that.
God. Oh, God. God damn it, Jason. We were almost in the clear. We were like, we were out of the woods. And then the car broke down.
Oh, I'm sweating. My heart rate's up.
Number two, hurdy-gurdy is an Irish prostitute that's actually quite sad.
Oh. Oh.
I thought I just said stripper.
You did. I embellished a bit, I guess.
God.
And the top 10 number one thing you need to know this week is... You're in for a treat. You're in a treat.
Not
you're
a meal. In, just
you're
for
in
treat.
For a treat.
Oh, you're in treat.
You're in treat.
Wait, what's it called? Shimbamba?
Shibuya.
What? That's a place in Japan?
No, Jack, you know the answer.
Yeah, shibboleth.
No, no. Oh, God, I'm being gaslit. What's it called when you drink your own pee?
Oh, I don't fucking know that, dude.
A funny That's meme about Bear Grylls.
That's just been something I've done forever, and then now suddenly it's a cultural trend, and I'm like, I refuse to get swept up in that new age nonsense.
Is it Shibamba?
Probably not.
I might not know what the drinking of it is, but I do know the painting of it is in Pissinism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
By Picasso. Mm.
Very wise.
Okay. Oh,
God.
Shibamba.
Do we need to hang around for it?
We probably don't need
it,
to keep
okay, yeah, this is just for
Shane.
Okay.
Figures this out, right?
I'm trying to focus.
No, we know you're trying to focus. It's just not on the thing that we're doing.
Shh.
Okay, sorry.
If you can figure it out and like maybe include it in the review, Shane, that would be great. Just sort of...
Listeners, if you could be quiet just while Shane needs to focus.
No, you guys keep going. I'm not listening.
No, I'm just telling the listeners to chill out. If you like this podcast, please give us 5 stars. It really helps. And leave the following review.
Shibamba. Or.
P.
Is.
One.
Of.
The.
Best.
Ways.
To.
Drink.
Your.
Own.
Hot.
Wet.
Urine.
Oh.
Were you not expecting that?
I didn't think we were going to go there. Four.
Birthdays.
No.
And.
Weddings.
And.
Tomorrow.
And
today.
If you like this podcast,
oh,
please give us 5 stars and leave the following
10
review.
Words in the tank.
Shimbaba or pee is one of the best ways to drink your own hot wet urine for birthdays and weddings tomorrow and today. Get to it.
Get on it, folks.
That's so funny. Yo,
I'm trying
so
to find
cool.
it. I'm on a page called Virgin Boy Egg where they
no,
boil
no, no,
kid,
no,
eggs
no,
and kids
no,
pee.
No, 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 no.
I'm trying to find the thing. We're educators. We're educators.
Hit this has been podcast very important, funny and true.
So
oh, what?
No, God, yes. So
cool. Well, I mean, it's
no, I mean, that is that.
I mean, it does. It, you know, it does.
Podcast.
We're in timeout for the next episode. In timeout.
Filmed shortly after Y2K erased most child labor laws in Canada, Ding Dong High is known as the action park of kids' television shows. Infamous for accidents and deaths both on and off set, Ding Dong High left many damaged child stars in its wake, two of which are hosting a brand new podcast, Ding Dong Watch Along. Learn the true story of Ding Dong High. Subscribe to Ding Dong Watch Along now.